to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and it is Thursday morning, which means it is time to check in with Lutheran Senior Services. Joining me in studio this morning, Executive Director of LSS Living Foundation, Al Kapke. Good morning, Al.
Hey, good morning.
And you brought somebody with you today. Who did you bring with you?
Is this the answer to the quiz?
It is.
I think everyone heard Aaron Bodie's voice there. So yes, Aaron's with us.
Good morning, Aaron.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks so much for joining us in studio this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It's always fun to listen to our guests before they come in, to get to play your music before you come in and think about what we're going to talk about today. So what are we talking about? You all have an exciting event coming up very soon.
Well, yes. It's the second time we've done this Cabaret for a Cause with Aaron. And 2 years ago, we had it at Vindicet. And this year, we're happy to say we're at the Peabody. Mm-hmm. It's actually, we're not expecting 1,500 people mm-hmm. in the main Peabody.
It's a little more intimate
theater,
this time.
But yes, the Midland States Bank Theater is one of the venues off the side.
Uh-huh.
It has its separate entrance, and it's going to be really fun. It's the Saturday after Mother's Day, uh-huh. May 17th.
So it could be nice Mother's Day gift.
Oh, yeah, excellent. And just think about a nice night on the town with excellent food at the Peabody. I mean, how can you beat that? There's a separate entrance, like I say, and 6 o'clock is when we're opening the doors and a little reception area, and then the concert first set starts at 7 o'clock. And then in between the sets, mm-hmm. You'll be treated to a fantastic meal that I think everyone will be very impressed with.
A great show and great food. Tell us about the show, Aaron. What can you tell us about what's lined up for that evening?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but
well, it's called Cabaret for a Cause, so
yes, so you know that much. But we'll be joined by some wonderful musicians. We're putting together a couple sets mm-hmm. of music that probably a lot of people will be familiar with. Some wonderful songs from the Great American Songbook. And, you know, every time we get together with musicians and with Lutheran Senior Services, we always have such a great time. The last event we did together was just so much fun. And everybody there was so delighted to be there and really excited about spending some real nice time together. And so we're looking forward to this.
So these are our tunes that are going to be familiar that folks will want to maybe sing along with, even, you know, kind of hum along with.
They know the words, they should sing along. Just, you know. A little quiet, just in case, you know, somebody next to you wants to sing along, too. Yeah.
Not sing along loud, not belting it out, but kind
exactly.
of, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Very good. So great music, great food. And what's the Cabaret for a Cause? What's the cause, Al?
Yeah, the cause. It leads into what I was going to talk about, too, about the LSS Living Foundation. Lutheran Senior Services, and some of you may have seen us in the news lately. Or recently, but not always on the best terms, you know, in terms of our tax status, things like that. But I don't think people understand the scope mm-hmm. of all the care and the need that we meet and provide. When we talk about benevolent care, that seems to be the catch-all phrase for what we do, and we're going to better define that going forward, because in the eye of the reader, if you will, that hears about benevolent care for seniors, it is pretty narrowly understood to just be that certain group of people that runs out of money, so to speak, and mm-hmm. lives in one of our senior living communities. We serve over 8,500 seniors throughout the community in their homes, in our affordable housing communities, and in our rent assistance community. And they have plenty needs. Living Safe Technologies, for one of them, we bring that to people who can't afford, you know, even to make their monthly bills. Mm-hmm. They have to choose between getting all the food they need and their medication. And when we provide that button, that, you know, mm-hmm. that call for help or that emergency response system, we provide that to needy some needy seniors in their homes. So it goes way beyond what people would just understand as an unfortunate turn of events, which is, of course, also true. Mm-hmm. I mean, the biggest need for the seniors that run out of money is those last days when maybe early onset of Alzheimer's, you know, affects them and starts draining their assets, and then they are completely out. And we, what makes us different from other senior living organizations, if you will, is we don't say you have to find some other place to live. We never want to say that. Mm-hmm. And to the extent that we can provide for them, we will keep them in our communities.
With this event coming up just around the corner, Aaron, you can pack a house for a concert anytime. Why partner with Lutheran Senior Services for Cabaret for a Cause?
Well, we think it's a wonderful cause, and it's something that we've, you know, as we've been in the St. Louis community, mm-hmm. I know all of us in the group are from St. Louis. We all know the great work that Lutheran Senior Services does, mm-hmm. and just want to be a part of helping seniors. And,
sure.
And to have a nice evening together.
And this is kind of insurance for years ahead for you,
exactly.
Making sure that there is a good Lutheran Senior Services organization here in St. Louis. I appreciate that too.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yes, we all know and have dear loved ones mm-hmm. who are elderly mm-hmm. and we want to know that they're well taken care of and for ourselves as well.
Sure, sure. Making sure that there are resources such as benevolent care to provide for our loved ones and others that we don't even know yet. But mm-hmm. By being a part of this, you're connected to them mm-hmm. and helping care for them as well. Mm-hmm. And so how can listeners find out about this event and get tickets or sponsorship?
Right. LSSliving.org is mm-hmm. our website, and of course, AaronBodie.com. Mm-hmm. The event is on both sites. If you click on events, mm-hmm. upcoming events on LSSliving.org, it will bring you to a page, and you can find the Cabaret for a Cause mm-hmm. there. And I think the link on the Aaron Bodie website mm-hmm. is
dates. Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
dates. And so that the listeners are can understand. It's $100 per ticket, mm-hmm. which might seem a little high, but when you're considering an evening at the Peabody mm-hmm. with a dinner mm-hmm. and a concert, plus we can justify, if you will, a $35 donation to benevolent care with that $100 ticket. So you are supporting us just by attending, by purchasing a ticket.
So it's a great event, and as you said, a nice evening out in the town, great music, great dinner, and nice little getaway too at a fun place that I've been to the Peabody before, but I've never seen the smaller theater, so that would be kind of fun yeah. too.
And free valet parking included.
Oh, that's ideal.
In that part of town, that's really nice
yeah.
because trying to find a parking space yeah. is not always easy. You end up on like the 12th floor of the parking garage.
Yeah. The bittersweet news about the Blues, and I just wish they'd still be playing.
Yeah.
Is that we know there won't be a conflict there
mm-hmm. yeah.
with parking.
Think about. Yeah.
So that parking structure right next to where the Blues play, you know, that's real close to the Peabody mm-hmm. there.
Right, yeah, back to back right there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
great music. And Aaron, you said you'll be singing from the Great American Songbook mm-hmm. At two parts of the show. And our listeners can find out more at lssliving.org and go to the events section, which is on the, if you're looking for that link, it's on the right hand column of the page, I believe.
Correct.
Events, and
yes.
you click on that and it'll take you to all the upcoming events and Cabaret for a Cause there, which supports benevolent care and LSS. And you can also find it at AaronBodie.com mm-hmm. and so the whole group will be there, the Aaron
yes.
Bodie group will
mm-hmm.
be there that
yeah.
evening.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll be joined by a few special musicians as well.
Special musicians.
Yes. That's the secret part. You have
That's
to come and find
part.
Out who it is.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, Al, it's always fun to hear about things that are coming up at LSS Living and the events that you're doing. Any mm-hmm. other events that are right around the corner that you wanted to highlight?
Well, yes. Our annual benefit for benevolent care again, the golf outing is at mm-hmm. Norwood Hills, July 14th. And, we've been sending out emails on that and everything too. So just mark July 14th on your calendar if you're a golfer and you want to come out and support us there too.
Now, Aaron, will you be golfing or are you just sticking to music?
I don't golf, but my husband is actually an avid golfer. So I let him take care of all the golf emergencies in the family.
Yes, actually, Sid golfed with me at that event last year.
Yeah.
Wonderful. We had a lot of fun.
Well, did you bring your do you
a
have
little
a devotional
thought?
Very good.
It's kind of a striking surprise to me that I had to dig to make sure that I was right, that today is the National Day of Prayer.
It snuck up on us, didn't it?
It snuck up, and unfortunately, I'm not hearing a lot about it. And I even went to the government website, you know, I don't know, it was through USA Today or whatever, but I was looking for it, and it was pretty sad because it said about 40,000 people nationwide will be doing something about this today. And that shocked me because we know that there will be millions participating. And I thought, what better... I was actually going to think about a devotional on a paraphrasing of the Lord's Prayer, which is the prayer. When you never know what to pray, go to the Lord's Prayer. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at the petitions, and I thought, if there's a petition that we need to hold up on today, it would be, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And of course, we always ask, what does this mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Luther says, "The good and gracious will of God is done indeed without our prayer. But we pray in this petition that may be done among us also." And then how is this done? What I love about the Catechism and the Lord's Prayer is it really goes into depth in each one of these. And one of our administrator of chaplaincy at our pastoral care is Vern Gunderman. And he took us through a devotional one day that highlighted every day of the week you can focus on one of the petitions. And if you start your day with one of the petitions, it's kind of neat. But this one, how is this done? When God breaks and hinders every evil counsel and will, which would not let us hallow the name of God nor let his kingdom come, such as the will of the devil, the world, and our flesh, but strengthens and keeps us steadfast in his word and in faith unto our end. This is his gracious and good will. And the phrase there, what is not letting us hallow the name of our God? It's our society today and all the messages that are coming through from the world that we live in. So I think our prayer today, or I offer that our prayer today could be this petition, that God would break through all of that. And help us share the common bond, you know, which ironically is the theme that the legislature or the government said, one voice united in prayer. Isn't that ironic that that's the theme of the National Prayer Day?
Mm-hmm.
And they're singling out 40,000 people who are participating. But anyway, and they actually have chosen Romans 15:6 as the scripture for this year, and this will be read at Congress today. So that with one mind and voice, you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I encourage everyone to pray for our country today.
Absolutely.
Pray for our leaders.
We do that every day.
Yes.
We pray for our leaders, pray for our country.
Yeah.
Do that every day.
Every single day.
Absolutely.
That that their heartfelt belief and conviction can come through their actions.
Thank you, Al. Thanks very much for being here and for sharing your devotion for today. Aaron, thanks for being our guest in studio today. And for our listeners who want to find out more about that event, go to lssliving.org or aaronbody.com. You can find out more about Cabaret for a Cause and support benevolent care at Lutheran Senior Services. Thanks for being our guest in studio today.
Yes.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll check in with Reverend Roosevelt Gray from LCMS Black Ministry right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.